Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we've got astronomer Christopher Phillips to guide us through these topics. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset and Jupiter in the east, where it will rise at around 10:41 p.m. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase and will bring nice dark skies perfect for stargazing towards week's end.
And you've got some news this week on new discoveries from a new space telescope?
Indeed. It's the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, and it has made one of its first major discoveries since its launch late last year. Now, TESS has been diligently scanning the skies looking for small variations in the brightness of hundreds of thousands of stars in the hopes that it will identify the presence of exoplanets. This most recent discovery is of an Earth-sized world around a star that is only 53 light-years away. Also, as it turns out, this discovery is a two-for-one because TESS also found what we call a hot Neptune in orbit around the very same star.
Hot Neptune, that's a new one for me and possibly most people listening. What's that all about?
This is basically a planet that's similar in size, mass, and density to our own lovely Neptune here in the solar system. However, the major difference is that this newly discovered planet orbits very close to its host star and is therefore much hotter, hence the name Hot Neptune.
And how about that Earth-sized world?
Well, this also orbits very close to the star, so close in fact that 1 year on this planet is around 8 days long. This tells us several important things. Firstly, whatever this world is, it is extremely hot, and temperatures are probably going to be too high for life as we know it.
Does that mean it's spinning real fast?
Well, one of the weird things about these planets is they are what we call tidally locked, so they spin relative to their orbit around the star. So that means that one side of this planet always faces the sun and the other is always in darkness, meaning one side is hot and the other is cold.
So in addition to these discoveries of some pretty wild sounding places, I imagine this device is going to be finding more things soon?
It certainly will. The test mission has only just begun and there is already a mountain of data to plow through. There are likely to be many more amazing and even historic discoveries awaiting us within.
It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can look for Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.